This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adore Udoji is away, but Stephen Dubner is here with me. And, you know, sadly, one more layoff reported yesterday.
There are tens of thousands of people across America, just like me, who are losing their jobs or lost their jobs. So I'm not looking for any pity, and I don't need anybody to sympathize or feel bad for me because I'll be just fine.
Rod Blagojevich, no longer governor of Illinois. He was removed from office after impeachment by the Illinois legislature. He says he'll be fine. Hank Schonkopf, political consultant and job coach, is Rod Blagojevich going to be fine?
Well, he'll probably go to jail at some point. He certainly has set himself up pretty good for it.
Doesn't sound fine, then. That doesn't sound...
Not a good way to take a layoff. You know, you get laid off from this job, and then you go to another job, but they don't pay you much. It's called prison.
Ouch. All right, so let's think beyond prison. Does Blagojevich have a talk show consultant, comedy guy, future media, something or other?
I don't think he's got a something or other at all. Look, the guy did everything wrong. He gets locked up on a federal complaint. The wiretap information becomes public knowledge, all the content. He travels the country telling everybody, well, you need to give him a break. He appears he's like the O.J. Simpson of politics, racing in a car, or the car this time is a plane across the nation, appearing on talk shows. I mean, if he had a good defense lawyer, which he probably doesn't, but it told him to shut up and disappear, and he probably wouldn't be impeached today. But he had to remind everybody how much trouble he was in, and by doing so, he recreated the joke that is Illinois politics across the nation.
All right, so it sounds like, at the very least, he really needs you. Okay, given all that bad stuff, all those bad decisions that you think that he's made, he could still beat the federal rap. I mean, that's what he claims he's going to try to do. What would you advise him to do now?
Well, the damage is pretty significant. You know, it's hard to, after you've put formaldehyde in someone's veins, it's hard to bring them back to life. Were I he, I would disappear. I'd go over to my lawyer. I'd shut up. And I'd conduct a trial and pray that I could win. I mean, I'd be concerned about the jury pool. What he's done with the jury pool in Illinois has made himself appear kind of clownish, and those are the people that are going to decide what happens to him. So if I were him, I would never have done what I did. I would have isolated the incident. I would have appeared to try to be charitable. I would have been a governor who was involved in the minute the cops grabbed me or the feds grabbed me. I would have been more involved in job arguments and tried to protect my friends in the legislature and keep them close, but apparently he didn't have a lot of friends. That's the other thing that's notable.
Hank, this is Stephen Dubner. Will this incident be the ammunition that's needed for, let's say, Russ Feingold, the senator from Wisconsin, who's trying to change the way Senate seats are appointed by governors? Will this be the straw that breaks the camel's back? Will we see the end of appointed senators?
Well, look, it's not so easy to change the Constitution. That's problem one. Could Feingold be the guy to do it? Sure, he's got a record of changing things overall, but the Senate's got to agree, and they're not going to take the governors on in local states. Appointing the senator in a vacancy is a serious piece of power.
All right, but Hank, you know, as much as we deplore the behavior of Rod Blagojevich, as much of it we know through the allegations, I don't want to see this governor appointment drama stuff go away. Do you?
It's
I
kind
love
of great
it.
Theater. It's better than anything on television during the day.
More business for you, though, Hank, if they're not appointed, right?
Look, I think that you cannot take this away from governors. You know why? It's not the federal government's business to do
I
this.
I agree. And we need the theater here in America. We need something like this. Hank Steinkopf, thanks so much. Or Schonkopf, thanks so much for joining us. Political
Thank
consultant
you.
Talking about Rod Blagojevich's future here on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.